What a difference a trade makes. Tonight, the New York Knicks start the second half of the NBA season with a burst of excitement. The team finally got its man. Superstar Carmelo Anthony is joining the Knicks after being traded from the Denver Nuggets. NPR's Tom Goldman is with us to talk about that. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Lots of talk about this trade for weeks. It's been called the melodrama, I guess, the melodrama of Carmelo Anthony. Now that it is done, where does that leave the Knicks and the Nuggets?
Well, the Knicks now have two very potent offensive players. Carmelo Anthony joins all-star forward Amari Stoudemire, who came to New York at the beginning of this season. Plus, Denver also sent Chauncey Billups as part of the trade. He's a great point guard. He's the guy who will be responsible for getting the ball to Anthony and Stoudemire, keeping both of them happy. So on paper, it makes New York relevant in the Eastern Conference. Now, Denver, many are predicting a drop-off and no playoffs for the Nuggets this year. But sometimes one guy who's a scoring machine isn't always a good thing. He can inhibit the rest of the team. And sure enough, Renee, last night Denver won its first game without Carmelo Anthony. The Nuggets beat Memphis with a team effort. They spread the scoring around. And their coach, George Karl, said, "I think there was an enjoyment to the game that we haven't had in a while."
Well, Tom, let's take the most popular NBA teams. L.A., of course, Boston, Miami, now New York. Each has its big-name players, but is that actually good for the NBA?
Some say no. The game now, as you say, is about collecting megastars, and the team's doing that. There are 6 to 8 of those teams. They should be battling it out in some great matchups in the latter stages of the playoffs, but that's potentially shutting a lot of teams and cities out of the party. Since 2000, there have been 5 different teams that have won an NBA title. In Major League Baseball and the NFL, there have been 9 different champions. So those leagues tout their parity and the excitement that any team can win a championship, not so much with the NBA.
And all this back and forth about this trade, and of course, no one can forget LeBron James' move to Miami, the endless drama of that. Is it getting to be about that, though, about the story at the NBA as much as the basketball?
About the melodrama, as you say. Yeah, it certainly seems that way. LeBron's decision, as you mentioned, was a fiasco. Carmelo's saga was a little bit better because he gave his team fair warning. He wanted out, and they knew that. But it did drag on for so long. The story was covered exhaustively by the sports media that it took attention away from basketball. And, you know, it left many Denver fans with ambivalent and even hostile feelings toward this player who was playing hard for their team, but they knew he didn't want to be there.
But this soap opera, does it bother the NBA, say the owners as well?
Well, it bothers NBA Commissioner David Stern, that's for sure. And, you know, how Stern goes the NBA. So he was asked about this at the All-Star game last weekend, and he said it had become a negative for the NBA. And he's already worried about who's the next star who's going to become the object of interest? Where will he go, and how long will that last? Stern said he had some great ideas about how to maybe change these kinds of situations, but he wouldn't reveal what those ideas were. And for sure, any kind of move to curtail free agency by the NBA, by the owners, perhaps in collective bargaining talks, that won't be met kindly by the union.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.